Today's Rashi for the morning at the beginning of the parasha. It says, "Daber b'nei Yisrael lemor isha ki tazira v'yalda zachar v'tam'a shivat yamim kimen yidat devota titma." Woman who conceives and gives birth to a male child, so she becomes tamei for 14 days. Rashi comments, "Isha ki tazira." Amar Rabbi Simlai, "Kashem shi yitzirato shel adam achar kol behema chaya v'of maaseh bereishit, kach torato nitparsha achar torat behema chaya v'of." Rabbi Simlai is noticing that we are now getting to the forms of tumah that afflict a human being. We're talking about Isha ki tazria and the laws of a metzorah, and a zav, and a zava. And he's noticing that this comes only after, or on the heels of the end of Parashat Shmini, where we discussed the forms of tumah that arise from animals, whether it's a nevela, whether it's a sheket, all different kinds of tumah that come from animals. Rabbi Simlai wonders, why is it that the Torah mentions the tumah of animals before it mentions the tumah of human beings? And he says this is according to the order of creation in Bereishit. Just like in Bereishit, the animals were created first, and the humans were created on Friday, on Yom Shishi, on the last day, so too, the tumah goes in that order. Al Pidrush, there is a comment that's pointed out from the Gemara Sanhedrin that says that, well, the order really all depends on your perspective. And he says, if you merit, the Gemara says, if you merit, then man is the pinnacle of creation. Man is the most important thing. But if not, then a yatush can come to man and say, yatush kadamcha. Even a smallest flea came before you. So it depends whether or not we put Hashem and spiritual matters, and specifically Shabbat, at the forefront of our lives. In that case, then we are, you know, just as important as Shabbat. But if not, then we're just the last thing in creation to be created, almost like the leftovers, and perhaps not the most important creation. Have a great day. Yom Tov.